Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola's City Manager Ryan Waller about last week's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session last week, and one of the things that they considered and approved was the downtown streetscape plan. Talk about what the council approved and how this all came about, kind of going all the way back even several years ago at this point.
Yes, thanks, Andrew. Been a couple weeks since we've had a council meeting, so nice to get back into this. The action that the council took was they approved a square master plan. At this point, it's a plan. It gives us a template for what the square will look like in the future. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done with the plan and devising an implementation strategy and much more conversation with the council. But at least this gives us a sense of direction of what it would look like, what the vision is for the square in the future. This all started back in the fall of 2018. In preparation for the county courthouse project, the city partnered with the Chamber, Warren County Economic Development, and the State Economic Development Agency, IEDA. There was an assessment done of the square. There was a multi-day assessment that involved interviews with various business leaders, community leaders, residents. There was an online survey where we had great participation from the community. There were a couple open meetings where anybody could just drop in and share their thoughts of what do we as a community want the square? What kind of amenities do we want on there? What do we like about our square? What don't we like about the square? So as a result of that process, one of the key recommendations coming out was the community spoke up. The community wants more retail. They want more walkability. They want more green space. They want more venues to do some of the great things that we do really well, which is parades. So public space to be used for community events. And so because of that, the key recommendation was, city, you should look at developing a master plan to really kind of put that vision in place. So that was back in the fall of 2018. We've since worked with the council in a very public manner, going through seeking permission to get bids. We got bids from engineering firms. That's all done at public meetings, had conversations with the council at public meetings about this. A steering committee was put together that consisted of residents, business owners on the square, the chamber, representatives from Simpson, really a community effort. And they're the ones that kind of took that feedback, talked about the feedback from that square assessment, worked with a consultant to kind of devise this plan. Then we had a series of open houses. We had a couple in May, made presentations to various civic groups and took in the input, presented to the council during a study session, got their input, and then that brought us to the meeting on August 5th.
All right, and that is just the plan moving forward. Like you said, it is just kind of a template, right? I mean, if nothing is locked in stone, but this is what the city is going to use moving forward.
That's correct. And all of this information is available on the city's website. We do have a timeline of kind of when it started, which we've had on since we started back in September of 2018. Folks can check that out on the city's website, which is IndianolaIowa.gov. And then there's a project update tab.
Well, also the council approved a TIF kind of update. Kind of talk about what was changed from before and now where we're at now.
Correct. So we've talked about this previously. About a month or so ago, the council held a public hearing on a proposed amendment to the Hillcrest Downtown Unified Urban Renewal Plan, or TIF. TIF is an economic development tool for a community. So the action that took place a couple months ago is we had to carve out any areas that had been improved and really are no longer eligible, doesn't serve any purpose for the TIF zone. So we took those out. Now, this action that the council is doing is they're reapplying the boundaries for the TIF district. So those properties within that TIF area, basically just redrawing the boundary, those properties would be eligible for any sort of benefits that TIF allows for. We've got a policy that somebody would have to go through and require various approvals per the policy.
All right, and then one last thing was the bid was approved for the East Hillcrest Trail Connector. It's been a long process, and now we're ready to go out, and the bid was approved.
This has been a project that the community has been asking for. It connects the trail basically to the Indianola YMCA, so along Hillcrest. There's a series of patches. I wrote it about a week ago and had to go on the street, and it is going to be a great improvement and a great thing for our community, for multimodal transportation, whether it's bike, foot. It's just a nice connector to that trail. And our staff did a great job. They had to work through a series of obtaining easements from various property owners so we can put the trail in. So that was a process, and fortunately the bids came back positively. We do have a couple grants that were awarded in years past that's going to help offset some of this cost. So,
thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.